even had one beer. This week, thanks God for buzzing from whispering in my ear. This thing feels deep up in here. Wrap this little hot mess. Just on your arms, baby. Running my best, and I know I'm all over the road. Now I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knees. And she's all over me. I'm all out of control. All over the road.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That song sucks. That song.
Oh, nah, man. That puts a smile on your face.
Nah, Easton Corbin? You're not an Easton Corbinsman?
No.
Okay.
What about Badger Corbin?
3:30 right. Country. 3:30 yes. Country. Awful. 2:30 Tupac. Good. 4:30 90s. Good. 5:30 Creed. Good. 3:30 Country. That one I do not like. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. What was the best decade? The 70s, the 80s, the 90s, or the aughts, the 2000s?
Ooh.
90s coming in number one.
Yeah, I'm going 90s. Yeah, for sure.
44%. Second place, 80s. 29.7%. Then the 2000s at 19.3%, and then 7% with the 70s.
I don't think people around from the 70s.
Yeah, I don't think those people would agree. I think people like the 70s a lot.
With the people that were experiencing
the new 70s, yes. Yeah, they might not be on Twitter.
No, probably not. I don't know how many of them are alive, to be honest with you. So it's 3:30, time for Flyers in 50 with Broads. Broads, are you a 90s man?
Sure. Yeah, I'm a 90s man.
Oh, he just wants to get into the hockey.
He's
locked in.
So fired up,
he's
dude.
Got his Karate Kid headband
oh,
on.
Oh, my God. Last night was sick. Last night was so sick. I've watched the game in its entirety twice. Well, three, really. I was there. Goosebumps. Then I went home. I watched the whole thing on my love sack. You know that picture of Devontae Smith on the couch?
You
have
a love sack?
You have
yeah,
a love sack?
I got a love sack.
How much money are you making? Those things are expensive.
Listen, it's from Raymore and Flanagan, and I'm paying it off monthly, and okay, it is definitely right. Biting my ass.
Okay,
every right. Single first of the month, I'm like, is that couch worth it?
Yeah, okay.
Is that couch worth it?
Yeah, no joke, dude.
All right. Just making sure.
But anyway, I watched the game a second time on that couch, and then this morning with a cup of coffee.
So I know you're if you're not watching on YouTube, you don't see Broads has the jersey on, also has the shoulder pads on, got the gloves, got the stick. Oh, you got the pants on?
Got
you got the shorts?
Pants. Oh, I got the pants.
All right, hit it, Jack.
Flyers in 50 with Broads.
That was a hockey game, ladies and gentlemen. Last night was a hockey game. Cutter Gauthier, what a clown. I mean, an absolute scum. A big pile of you know what. He touches the puck, the whole place. Boo! Boo! It was so amazing. And then Zegras comes in and has two clap daddies from the same spot right by the goal line. My God, was that filthy. Sick pass by Dvorak. Sick pass by Cam York. What a silky dish. Let me tell you something. Zegras is a player. All right, iconic moment last night with the celebrations, picking up the phone, hanging it up. Because the last time the Ducks gave him a ring, he said, go get shipped to Philadelphia. Oh, yeah, they'll get shipped to Philadelphia. Yeah, you want to get shipped to Philadelphia? You want to get shipped to Philly, damn it! My guy is popping off on a 40-goal rate right now. It's incredible. Dvorak, I'm not even mad about his contract. Let me tell you something. Hathaway last night throwing the bodies. He decapitated two humans. He literally took their heads off twice. He dropped the mitts and said, let's go. Let's go. With Radko Gudas, he started throwing uppercuts. Last night was incredible. That was hockey. That was hockey! Let's go, Flyers! Woo!
You are fired up,
dude,
man.
Last night.
Oh, my goodness.
Flyers Ducks, January 6th.
Amazing.
Yeah. Was that the arrival of the 2025-26 Flyers last night?
I can't even.
You sound like Ruben Frank.
Woo! Yeah. Hey. Ashley, what are you doing? You got to play a little bit tougher than that.
No,
Ashley.
No. She Ashley, it's part of the show.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That was fun last night, boys. Be honest, I was so I knew Jack wasn't watching because he didn't text me. So I was pissed on that.
Yeah.
Spike Ike, come on, tell me last night was the night you said, let me throw Broads a bone and let's tune in. Any bone throwing?
No.
Come on,
as a matter of fact,
sick.
That's why I wasn't watching.
Oh, hey!
Whoa! Blue Chew, how's it going? Wow.
Well,
what do you think of the D?
Is the perspective now this team can do something this year? Are you like it feels like it's evolving into not just young team. That here's the thing, is like you never know when the young evolving team is going to actually be good.
Yeah.
Right? You think it's always next year. You want to look for a little bit of growth, but it doesn't usually happen that way. Usually, there's usually a bigger jump one of the years than you expect. It just feels like the Flyers are putting themselves in a position where you can start to expect something this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's where I struggle. I've been very optimistic with just enjoying this because, let's be honest,
it doesn't stay that way.
We haven't had hockey in so long. But then he signed. Could you imagine this Dvorak contract,
yeah,
by the
5-year
way?
5-year contract.
Imagine if you woke up one day and Adoree Jackson got a 5-year contract extension. What would you say the next day?
We would lead the show with it, I guarantee.
Yeah. You'd be saying, what the hell is Hallie thinking? Why would you sign that guy to a 5-year extension and asking him to play DB opposite of Quinn? That's what Dvorak at 30 to 35-year-old journeyman got. You don't need to sign him for 5 years with no movement trades and all this. So, like, the reason I get upset with that stuff is there's a worry of what's happening with these salary cap numbers, what's happening with these contracts. Some of the draft picks are a little blah, but the right now is great. And Danny Briere did a lot to get Zegras. He did a lot to get Drysdale in a terrible situation with Cutter Gauthier. So he did so many good things, but he's not good with the contracts, and he's not good with some of these draft picks. So I'm very conflicted on how to feel, but the right now is fun and beautiful, so I'm very emotionally conflicted.
I understand that conflict. Well, okay, if I were to tell you...
If you're a bit, were you being sarcastic?
No, I was being serious.
Sixers,
no, the Sixers the same way, right? Yeah. Is like when you go back to the first year that Ben was here and the Sixers got good and you thought to yourself, oh, this is no longer, like I'm no longer thinking about the future, but I also know that Brian Colangelo is the friggin' GM and I also know we just gave J.J. Redick $30 million for 1 year and Amir Johnson $24 million for 2 years.
Amir Johnson.
Yeah. Like I can go back to podcast arguments where I told Mike, I'm like, this is exciting, but we're doing a lot of things that it might cost us in the future.
Yeah.
And it's hard to balance both things when the team starts to get actually good. But those things that could handicap you in the future, they are real things.
Right.
You know? So, okay, if I were to ask you to make the case, I'd say, Broads, you're going to get the afternoon show if you make the case that that Chris, you're not really.
Yeah, no,
but
yeah.
Hold on. If Christian, you have to give me make sense of the Dvorak contract extension.
I can't, so I won't get this job, unfortunately. But okay.
What would the argument be?
The argument is they're so thin at center that they just don't have anybody. So over the next few years, while they have these prospects like Jet Luchenko and this Berglund kid who played in Sweden in the World Juniors who won the gold medal and led the Swedes, Porter Martone.
Yeah.
He's a winger, so we don't got to worry about that. We're good on the wing.
Okay.
But for the center depth, they just don't have any center depth, so they're going to use him as a stopgap. But my problem is, if you need to sign him to be your stopgap for 5 years up the middle because you're that thin, we got a problem. We better be getting centers in here way sooner than in 5 years.
And is that just like a cap thing where they want to give them more so they can give them less money? I don't know.
They gave them more years to make the cap hit. I think Flyers fans would have felt better if you extended him for 2 or 3 years.
Right.
And then the cap hit was somewhere along $6 million-ish instead of adding years and bringing it down to 5.
Yeah.
And that's where it ticks people. He's a good player. It's just... He's kind of averagey, and it's almost typical Flyers fandom where you get stuck in mediocre hockey because they love the guys that bring the toughness in the corners and the grit and the crap like that, and he just kind of defines that. But this team's playing well. I don't like that I'm here right now because I came in with the stick going ready for some cross checks, and now here I am talking negative about the squad.
Well, let me ask you this. So we heard a clip from you on the air while you were filling in for
us.
And it sounded like, now, look, some could accuse us
oh, no.
specifically me, because I usually get the brunt of it, even though we're all in on it. You know, some could accuse us of cornering you on your Philly Business Journal interview, where you said you wanted to be an afternoon show host from WIP, even though it's my job. But like, we heard a clip from when you were hosting of you sort of cornering yourself. Jack, why don't you play it?
Here? You don't want to have goals?
You gotta have goals. Gotta have goals. Now, I wasn't thinking in particular of that, meaning I'm gunning for other humans here.
Fair point.
That's a, you know what? Maybe that's sort of like being in the locker room and, you know, microphones are in your face after a game and they start saying things, right? And the media is in your face, and then you say something and you don't realize when you go back to social media, everybody took it the wrong way and went, damn, that is not my intention. Uh-huh. That is not what I meant.
Yep.
You know, maybe that was a learning experience for me.
You weren't thinking about kicking Spike out of the seat.
No. I love Spike.
You want to take
over when he takes a step back. Whenever life happens.
Yes.
And things happen.
Yes.
He's going to have a retirement tour where he puts in 50 years of greatness.
Right.
He'll be 100.
Uh-huh.
And he'll be like, you know what?
This is the corner.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
And then, like, that moment,
when his jersey.
If that's my time.
When his jersey goes into the rafters.
Uh-huh.
That's your time.
Maybe.
That's what you're thinking.
But, because I don't want to get in trouble here either. If it's someone else's time, then I respect whose time it is. Maybe it's not my time then. Maybe it's someone else's time. Someone here is waiting for that chair too. Maybe it's their time. That's all. God forbid this backfires this guy. That's 215-592-949. I'm sweating. I'm cornered and they're not even here. I'm somehow cornered again and I'm alone.
So
that was actually pretty good.
You know, Deep Voice Luke did not do you any favors.
No, of course not.
Nobody does. He just kept agreeing with you and putting you even more in the spot.
Yep.
So you're waiting on my retirement.
Well, yeah, listen.
You know, I'm only 49.
That's 50 years. You're going to go until 90. I'm going to be sitting here watching Jalen go through his whole career, 7 Super Bowls, a few MVPs.
Yeah.
And you're still going to be kicking it. And we're going to look back one day when you're 99 on your final day when you're passing the torch to me or anybody else who happens to be ready for the job.
Yep.
And we're going to say, man, remember those times you used to argue about Jalen? What a stupid take by you. That's what we're going to do.
Well,
that's what we're going to do.
I'll tell you this.
What's that?
If I make it to 99 doing this job, I'm dying in the studio.
Yeah.
I'm not, if I've gone that far, there will be no retirement tour because there's nothing left.
Well,
right?
Listen, don't I get I put you on the wall.
Yeah.
I'm right next to Angelo Gattardi right there. Spike asking a hell of a run. It says right underneath hell of a run.
Does it go in as PD or host?
A combination of everything. I think it's just your entire beautiful, outstanding work ethic.
Well, if I'm 99, that would mean Ike's already on the wall.
And long gone.
Well, why can't you guys could be both together at 99?
Yeah, Ike ain't going to be hosting 99.
No, you can guarantee that's not happening.
Well, if I'm 99, he's 102. Or 101.
Yep.
The people need you. Yeah. The people need you.
Oh, could you imagine? We're still doing the show at 100.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Dude, his kids
Prince
will be
still back there.
His kids will be 50.
Yeah.
Listening to the show.
Flyers at 50 with Walk.
Yeah, Walk, Sonny. Yeah. People still be bringing up Rondé Barber to Ike.
Yeah.
100.
We have moved past Ryan.
Water under the bridge.
Yeah, water under the bridge. All right. Well, great job, Broads. I'm happy to see you happy.
Well, and Broads, to his credit, I got a lot of reports defended us, me and Spike specifically, on Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day.
Yeah, I have a rule. I have a rule when I'm on. It's, you know, listen, I die for my guys. I'm an Embiid guy, I die for him.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a Hurts guy, I die for him. You guys are my guys.
Okay.
So, like, when I'm filling in, you're Spike and Jay, I don't do that.
Okay.
I don't do that. You guys are my guys. Now, the way I labeled it was sort of like, and this is going to come off wrong, and you guys, it's going to backfire.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm going to say it anyway.
Seems to do this.
Yeah, that's what I do. So, why not? Let's just dig into it. It's like when you have when you're the big brother, right? And, and someone else picks on the little brother.
Sure.
And they're like, listen, you can't pick on him. I could pick on him. You can't pick on him. Well, that's kind of how it was when I was in the chair. It's like you guys were my little brothers. And I'm saying, listen, you guys can't. You can see how this backfired?
Yeah,
see how this backfired?
I knew
that was coming.
I do see how it backfired.
But that's why I said it. All right?
I'm,
but anyway, that's short of the
little brother?
Your little brother. Jack, little brother. You got my little brother. Listen, hey.
You know I've been voted number one program director in America twice.
There you go.
Yeah, all right. I just want to throw that out there.
Where's Lakin?
I never did an article. I didn't do an article saying I wanted to be the program director.
No, you didn't.
Fair enough. Lakin would have fired you.
Fair enough. Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Well, wouldn't have lasted. Wouldn't have been good for you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been quite as funny as this is.
Yeah.
All jokes aside, I do love you guys.
We love you too.
I always got your back. I don't do that. You know when to call them. You want to rip them for their Jalen. Stop it.
For
Get
sure.
out of my face. You know, I'm not taking phone calls from 2 to 6 on how stupid Jack and Spike
All
are.
All right. I got to know.
I get it. You guys think they're stupid.
All right.
But
All
I'm
right.
not going to sit there and
cut his mic
let
off.
You say
cut
that they're dumb. All like, that's not what I'm going to do.
Getting a little too chesty.
Love you guys.
All right.
Love you guys.
When are you back on IP?
Tonight at 11.
All right. There you go.
Wow.
There he is.
Sounds like a news tease.
Yeah. And if you guys want to call in about Ike.
All right. There he is. Bros.
The one and only Bros.
There he is.
I forgot we had ESPN tonight.
Oh, I forgot about ESPN.
Oh,
yeah. Do you know who the guest is?
I don't. Let me text them.
Is he ever going to have James in as a guest?
Yeah.
I think Seltzer wants to do two shows.
He's got his bedtime. 8's pretty late. Now, DeCamera did say he's been going to bed at 3 a.m. the last, like, week.
Oh, because, yeah, when he's been off.
No, like, heading into the show. Like, he'd be going to bed, like, 2, 3 in the morning. And then getting up an hour later and coming to do the show.
Why?
That makes no sense.
It sounds insane.
Why?
And unbelievably unhealthy. I have no idea. I think it used to be he was writing the book, but he doesn't have to worry about the book anymore.
He would go to bed at like 2 in the morning and then get up at 4?
I believe this week, yeah, he said on the air, like, I went to bed at 2 a.m. last night.
Well, he is one of those guys. I remember when he was doing middays, that he would be up all hours of the night. He is a stay-up late guy. Oh, I'll tell you what he was doing.
He was whacking that thing.
There you go. There's Jack. Right on it.
Right on it.
215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. Hey, Chuck.
What up, fellas?
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, real quick before I ask you a question, Spike. The morning team was nice enough to give me Flyers tickets. So your boy will be at the Wells Fargo Center at the Flyers game. You know what I mean? And I know I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb, so you'll know it's me, all right?
Why are you going to stick out? I don't understand.
Well, I ain't watched hockey in a long time. You know what I mean? So, you know, I didn't know. I just watched Brendan Moore. You know what I'm saying?
It's been 30 years. Yeah.
What's that? John LeClair? What's his name?
Yeah, John LeClair.
Yeah. Yeah, I know some names. Eric Lindros.
There you go. Yeah, 30 years.
My favorite one of them all was Wayne Simmons,
of course.
Why's that?
he was a good fighter. You
okay.
Know
what I mean?
Come on, man. Listen, we had a brother representing.
He got railroaded, man. They sent him out of packing out of town, man. He was a great hockey player, man. Nobody ever brings him up. You know what I mean? He was very exciting to watch. I'm telling you, man. You know, he had all types. He had all the moves on the ice. Second is Wayne Gretzky. You know what I'm saying? I love Wayne Simmons. But I'm going to be in the building. And I told my wife, let's go down there together. And she said she's not going with me. So I'm going to be down there by myself with my Sixers gear on.
Yeah. When is that? Tonight?
I don't know the date yet, but I know whenever it is, I'll be down there with my Sixers gear on.
I'll go with you, Chuck. Do you have two tickets? I'll go with you. Can I go with you?
Sure, Spike. I mean, that might be better for me. You know what I mean? I don't want to be alone in that joint by myself. You know?
Well, what do you think? It's not a Klan rally. It's a hockey game.
Yeah, but you know, I ain't never been in no hockey game, and I'll be outnumbered. You know what I mean? So, you know, I got to... You know, I need somebody that, you know, to blend in. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I'm happy to. No pressure. But if you were going to go alone, I am happy to go with you. I think it would be a fun night. Me and Chuck at the Flyers game.
Yeah, it's going to be a whiteout, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I get it.
Because there's a lot of white people there.
We all get it.
Hey, listen. Let me say this, right? Yes. To answer your question, Spike, Kevin Pitullo should be fighting for his job on Sunday. And here's why, right? It ain't because the offer has been terrible. It's just that, you know, he's not good enough. you know, and we don't have time to waste. We're in a dynasty run right now, and there's some good names out there. You know, you got Eric Bieniemy, you got Cliff Kingsbury. You know what I mean? You got some good names out there. That we don't have time to waste, man. Simple as that. So you can learn on the job with the Panthers or, you know, the Browns or some other team right there. They might need you on the Falcons. But see us, we in a dynasty run right now. So you either got to show up, put up, or shut up, and you got to get going. And Nick Sirianni ain't too far behind you. You know what I mean? But see, that Super Bowl get longer than two, you know, after a while. And I just, like I said.
I'm hoping it take more than 1 year.
As long as the tooth has been 11
yes,
months.
Yeah, I would hope it would take longer than that.
Well, well, you know, hey, listen, if they win this year, he could keep his job.
Okay.
But anything short of that, we don't have time to waste. This offense didn't look good no, at no point this year. You know what I mean? And the thing about it is with Jalen, right, I heard a caller earlier, the guy Derek from Paoli, he was talking about how he doesn't have the same play caller, for, you know, year after year, switching play callers. And if he was with Kyle Shanahan, he'd be better. No, he wouldn't, because his ass wouldn't be able to run those offenses. So they would have benched him or traded him. He's right where he needs to be. He can't even run this simple-ass offense. So you think you could put him in an offense with Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan or Matt LaFleur? Those offenses are crisp. You know, they're about timing. He don't throw with timing. He works off the running game, so he's right where he needs to be, and this is where he's going to have his most success. In Philadelphia. You know what I'm not? Because, like I said, Nick Sirianni runs a simplex offense where he can understand it. You know, he don't understand those other offices. I would never want to see him anywhere else. And that's just that. I mean, you know, because it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. He'd get benched like he was in Alabama. And that would be a bad thing for his career. So he's right where he need to be. But we win Sunday. Mm. We win Sunday, man.
We win Sunday.
Yeah, I think
we win Sunday.
Hey, Spike, real quick. I heard you talking earlier, right, about. You know, the excitement's not there. You know, it ain't like it used to be. Well, you got to understand, a lot of those 700-level guys died. You know, that was the excitement. You know, the you know those guys that booed McNabb at the draft, and, you know, those guys that drink beer and fight at the 700-level, the vet guys, those guys are either old, a wheelchair, or they did. And now you got businessmen down there making business propositions in the crowd. It's not the same type of crowd, man. You know what I mean? So that's why it's not as exciting. Plus, we didn't have a ring. You know, we're not the Buffalo Bills now, or the Browns, or the Detroit Lions. We winners, man.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, it's you know, when you get to that level, you're the cream of the crop. Things become a little bit, it's familiar to you. And when it becomes familiar to you, it's not as exciting as it used to be. But let me tell you something. It's definitely exciting once the games start.
That's for sure.
Up,
well, not
it ain't
this
the
year.
Same.
Chuck, you got a notable 90s event for us?
Yeah, the Million Man March. Look that up, Spike and Jack.
I know what the Million Man March is. I'm American. I just, like, they allow me to get the news about black people. Yeah, like, thank you for the call. Chuck, something else, man.
Yeah, man.
Flyers games are fine for anyone to attend, just in case you're listening.
Yes. There's a way to make that clear.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Petullo, just to get off of that.
Yes.
Chuck's calls have gotten so racially charged.
Yeah.
Petullo does have a chance to rewrite the entire season during the playoffs. If they get it together. And are a, they don't even need to be an outstanding offense. If they are a good offense, right? Like if they have drives, if they're not leading the playoffs in three and outs, if they, like all of this season, you saw how last season sort of gets washed away about what actually happened during the year and how it felt because of how the last two games were.
The
not even the whole playoffs.
Passing offense.
Yeah. It all gets washed away.
Yep.
You know, and it wasn't even that it's not like the offense was great the whole playoffs. Offense was good in two games.
Yep.
And you know, Saquon had some big runs before then. So the whole story about Petullo, just to spin it in a positive light instead of, you know, coaching for your job, he can change everything. You know, or the team can change it for him.
I was going to say, Jalen can change it for him.
Yes, yeah.
Because it really boils down to is that passing game. Again, unless he's doing something as it pertains to the running game, unless he's negating the running game and just not running the football, for the most part, that boils down to execution.
Yeah, I don't.
For the most part,
I don't buy that he is part of the problem with the running game. Right. I really just don't. And I think
I agree.
And I think a lot of times they give up on the running game is mostly because it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the way offensive coordinators think is, and this is the Shanahan thing. Shanahan thing is run when they're trying to stop you to pass, and when they try to stop the run, then pass it. Like, yeah. It's just as simple as that. Mm-hmm. And I think what is happening a lot is they're not able to run the ball. The other teams are loading up a bit, and he is seeing that the pass is there. I don't think it's about he doesn't want to run the ball. Mm-hmm. You saw what the team did last year. They're fine running the ball if they can run the ball.
Would you agree he's really being judged off the passing game?
Largely,
really what he's being judged off of.
He's being judged off the failure of the passing game in light of the fact that they can't run the ball. Yeah. And the fact that they can't run the ball is not on him. I mean, largely not on him.
I agree.
I can't believe it's on him. 215-592-9494. Should Kevin Petrulla be coaching for his job on Sunday? Brian Baldinger joins us next to help preview Eagles 49ers. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.